The guy who brought this by was wearing a navy blazer that had a crest on it, called himself Sir James.
Yes.
I don't know what that's about. Here's the president's schedule for today from his Palm Pilot. 6 a.m., wake up, prepare for trip to Canada. Note, it will be chilly up there, and the weather could be cold, too. 8 a.m., greet dignitaries. Note, assure Canadians that the only reason I picked Mexico as the first country I visited as president was because I speak their language, and Canadian is so difficult. 10 a.m., discuss security along the U.S.-Canada border. Inform them that on a clear day, we can hear the French-inflected heckling as far as south as Wyoming. 11 a.m., discuss... Is that music loud enough in your head, Riley?
Yeah.
It is, all right.
Yeah.
Discuss war on terror. Note, tell Canadians if they send troops to Iraq, they can have Maine. 12 a.m. Discuss trade issues. Tell officials that we keep supplying Canada with M&M CDs, but it's been several years since they sent us a new album from Loverboy. Note, tell them they can take back Nickelback. 1 p.m. Impromptu visit with average Canadians. Note, tell people shoveling their walk that everyone used to call me the snowblower. A snowblower. 4 p.m. Meet with Canadian Film Commission. Suggest that Toronto be used as stand-in for New York in real life. 10 p.m. bedtime. Take cheap local prescription sleep aid to drown out protesters. It's raining Valium. It's raining Prozac in Canada. That's the feeling we all get when you hear about just, you can get, you know, in Mexico, you can get just about anything without a prescription. And if you go to Canada, everything's much cheaper.
Well, yeah.
We all know that. You just get the feeling that you go up there and you just, there's just bowls on the street filled with antidepressants and important pain medication and things that make people feel better. You mean I can just take a handful? Sure.
Sure, go ahead. Not a problem.
Have some.